This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. The Defence Acquisition Council has approved 5 capital acquisition proposals amounting to over 21,772 crore rupees. The council, under the chairmanship of Defence Minister Rajnath Singh, in New Delhi today granted acceptance of necessity for the procurement of 31 new water jet fast attack crafts for the Indian Navy. Defence Ministry said these are designed to perform the task of low-intensity maritime operations, surveillance, patrol and search and rescue operations close to the coast. In addition, these vessels will play an effective role in anti-piracy missions, especially in and around Indian Island territories. The ministry said the council has also accorded approval for procurement of 120 fast interceptor crafts and certain other equipment. The Lok Sabha has passed the Banking Laws Amendment Bill 2024. The bill seeks to amend the Reserve Bank of India Act 1934, the Banking Regulation Act 1949, the State Bank of India Act 1955, the Banking Companies Acquisition and Transfer of Undertakings Act 1970, and the Banking Companies Acquisition and Transfer of Undertakings Act 1980. The bill also seeks to increase the option for nominees per bank account to 4 from the existing 1. The bill also proposes to redefine substantial interest for directorships, which could increase to 2 crore rupees instead of the current limit of 5 lakh rupees. Moving the bill, Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman said that the proposed amendment will strengthen governance in the banking sector apart from enhancing customer convenience. The Rajya Sabha today gave its nod to the Oil Field Regulation and Development Amendment Bill 2024. The bill amends the Oil Fields Regulation and Development Act 1948. It expands the definition of mineral oils, which include naturally occurring hydrocarbon, coal bed methane, and shale gas. It clarifies that mineral oils will not include coal, lignite, or helium. Replying to a debate on the bill, Petroleum and Natural Gas Minister Hardeep Singh Puri said the bill ensures policy stability, sharing of infrastructure, carbon capture, decriminalization and easier resolution of disputes. Mr. Puri said the bill will provide ease of doing business in the oil and gas sector. The Rajya Sabha today took up the Bharatiya Vayuyan Vidhayak 2024 for discussion. The Lok Sabha has already passed the bill in the monsoon session this year. Moving the bill, Civil Aviation Minister K. Ramamohan Naidu said the bill redefines design, manufacturing and maintenance of aircrafts, which will help the civil aviation industry with a legal framework. He said the bill will replace the Aircraft Act 1934, which has been amended 21 times. Mr. Naidu said India is one of the fastest growing civil aviation markets in the world. The government today launched 16 initiatives to empower Divyangjans across the nation. The initiatives have been launched by Social Justice and Empowerment Minister Dr. Virendra Kumar on the occasion of the International Day of Persons with Disabilities 2024 in New Delhi. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has stressed that maintenance of peace and tranquility in border areas is prerequisite for the development of ties between India and China. He said the two countries will be discussing both de-escalation and effective management of activities in border areas in the coming days. In Jammu and Kashmir, a most wanted terrorist commander was killed in an encounter in Dachigam forest in the Srinagar outskirts today. A police spokesperson confirmed that the killed terrorist has been identified as Junaid Ahmed Bhatt, a dreaded terrorist of the Lashkar-e-Taiba outfit. South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol has declared emergency martial law, calling it a necessary measure to protect the country from North Korea's communist forces and to eliminate anti-state elements. Making the announcement in a surprise late-night television address, Yoon accused the opposition parties of undermining the government, sympathizing with North Korea, and paralyzing the nation's legislative process. India defeated Hong Kong China 31-28 in their opening Group B match of Asian Women's Handball Championship today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.